to Historical. My name is David, and this week I am joined by Sam.
Yo.
And this week we're just going to talk about all the fucked up things that have been coming out recently pertaining to celebrities and television stations and whatnot, children's entertainment. God, like the Nickelodeon shit with Dan Schneider. Schneider. I don't know.
Ruined my childhood.
Yeah, do you know anything about it, or are you still just like...
Yeah, no, I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You saw all of it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, let's just dive right fucking headfirst into it. We're looking at this article right now from Slate.com, every allegation in the explosive new docuseries about the dark side of children's TV. God. Great. What a horrible thing to just start off an episode with. Just dive right into the dark stuff. Horrific allegations surrounding child actor Drake Bell, producer Dan Schneider, and more. And more. Just like they're debating you, are like on fucking, what do you call it? Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there just needs to not be child actors. Well, they need to take care of them better, because they ruin their lives, basically, you know, when they make them famous at that young age and shit. And it's like, you know, this is shit like this happens.
Right? They're, you know, and two, you're putting, depends on who's in charge. And there's just, you gotta, if there's kids involved, you know, you need to have some way to audit this. You know, that's what's also really dark about it, right? It's like, you think about, like, some parents definitely turning their fucking blind eye to some fucked up shit, because they're like, they know that if their kid gets like fucking famous or whatever, they're gonna get money. So they're like, almost like whoring their child out to predators that they know are gonna like abuse them. And that's just so fucked.
That's kind of what happened with that iCarly girl. That iCarly girl, she put out a book about it. And, damn. But the, not iCarly, the other one, but her friend. Oh yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean, growing up, and it's like, growing up, you don't even like really see any of those adult jokes that go on. Like, you, as a kid, you're not like, okay, it's just funny. But like, when you, now that you see it again, it's like, yeah, like that was pretty wrong for a kid's show. You know,
exactly. And you know, there's some shit that people are pointing out now that, like, you know, that, like what you're saying, jokes and shit, like, the, you know, and certainly maybe some stuff is being taken out of context, but in other cases you're just like, hey, you know, what the fuck is going on here? Mm-hmm. How do they get away with this shit?
Yeah, dude.
You know, who is putting the, like, you know, who is turning up, you know, like some of this stuff was like, how does this get by? You know, like the people that are censoring shit on TV. Like, they're, I remember The Simpsons used to get all sorts of shit before this stuff they would try and get on TV. But like, that was for, that's arguably for adults. That's a, one of those weird cases where it's like, The Simpsons was very ahead of its time in the sense of like, cartoons were just at that time. 80s, late 80s, I mean, any time before them, was just like, cartoons were basically for children.
Yeah.
They're for kids.
Yeah.
You know, no one's, adults don't watch cartoons. But like, they're like, these people that made The Simpsons, they're like, well, what if we made like something that was more kind of for not necessarily kids? It wasn't like, they weren't saying, hey, we're not making this for kids at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, our target audience is actually not going to be kids. They're going to make jokes for like kind of adults. Maybe adults can enjoy. So that's why, like, if you go back and watch some of those earlier Simpsons seasons and stuff, it's like the humor is like on this level of like, if you're a kid, you're probably not picking up on a lot of these jokes because they're very subtle. And too, some of them, they're trying, the point of it too is like, they're trying to get this stuff past the censors.
Mm-hmm.
And the censors were really hard on them. Mm-hmm. So, but then you were talking about like Nickelodeon stuff, and Nickelodeon, they're arguably getting away with some like weird shit that they shouldn't have. But
no, it's because Nickelodeon was basically all kids. Like, that's all they used, you know. And it's like,
it was, had that,
it was a whole kids channel. So, but yeah, they just, They just got Dan Schneider just got away with a lot of shit, and they never like fired his ass or anything. And then it's just like, that's fucked up shit happens, you know. Like, look,
four
like,
part docu series.
Like, they're not gonna be this. Never gonna be the same. Drake or Amanda Bynes, and it's off. It's fucked up.
So, it's an insidious climate perpetuated by Nickelodeon showrunner Dan Schneider during the network's golden years, late 1990s, early 2000s. Brought to light shocking revelations about alleged abuse and misconduct. So, what were the allegations in particular? Below is a summary of the main allegations. Inappropriate jokes. Schneider had a habit of putting child actors in subtextually sexual sketches. It was established on his first main Nickelodeon series, All That, which he became the head writer and showrunner. For example, child actor Leon Frierson was placed in a skin-tight superhero costume with phallic-looking prosthetic noses on the shoulders. The punchline of the sketch resulted in superhero shooting snot at someone else in a move described by journalist Scotchy, I don't know this person's name, as a cum shot joke for children. Okay, that's wow.
Yeah.
So somebody described it that way. That's gross.
No, but yeah, that's pretty much what it looked like. Because he was like a nose superhero, and then like he had like these two black noses, but they looked like big penises on his shoulders.
My God.
And so like, because it had the two balls and then the thing down the bottom, and then and then supposedly he's like supposed to, I don't know if he's like, if he sneezes or if he just, or is there something, it's his power, and then just like it shoots out and it shot out to some person in the face, and it just looks like a basically a cum shot.
Oh my God. Yeah. This trend continued on The Amanda Show, Schneider's next production, which included having lead actress Amanda Bynes portray a character called Penelope Taint.
Oh, and that one too, yeah, Taint.
According to Amanda's show writers, they were told to lie about the anatomical meaning of the word taint to Nickelodeon executives. Quiet on the Set also cites a sketch in which a fully clothed Schneider sits in a hot tub with a young swimsuit-clad Bynes as indicative of Schneider's inappropriate humor and close relationship between Schneider and the young star. That's really fucking weird.
Yeah.
Brian Hearn, the only black male actor during his tenure on All That's later seasons, also details a racially discomforting environment. For instance, he recounts being cast as a Girl Scout cookie dealer in a sketch which mimicked a drug dealing scenario and being told that his skin tone was charcoal when getting fitted for a costume. That sounds kind of like...
Yeah, no, but they had a legit like a sex offender that got arrested from that show, the All That show. He actually got convicted.
That's crazy. Like a guy on the show, a cast member?
No, not a cast member. Like he worked like on the set.
Oh,
yeah.
That's even worse, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Some of the All That cast members also describe difficult working conditions, unsafe or exploitative. Sketches modeled after the adult show Fear Factor, and long work days that purportedly violated child labor laws. Their parents were incentivized to be quiet in order to not ruin their child's career. Alleges Hearn's mother, who believes that Hearn was kicked off of All That because of her consistent attempts to protect him by questioning the goings-on of the set. Ooh. Yeah. See, and that's also another thing right there, right? Like, that's another fucking thing.
What?
Where it's like, where they're like threatening the careers of the kids, basically. Like, yeah, you're gonna get kicked off the show if your parents ask too many fucking questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they would threaten the parents.
The kids will be like, stop.
Yeah.
Tell their parents to stop.
No, that's what happened with Drake. I think he ended up going against his own father, dude. His father was like his manager at first, and then like right when they started Drake and Josh, then Drake kind of went to he got close to the other guy, Brian Peck. And so like, and then that's when it went, like, downhill for Drake. It's like, and he lost his father in the process, just like the relationship that they had. And yeah, it's crazy. I think now they're good, but you know, it's just like you know, this the industry turns you against your own family and stuff. Or he was saying that his reasoning was like, oh, like a dad shouldn't be a kid's manager or something like that. And it's like, they did.
Sketchy.
Yeah,
it seems like, you know, a lot of this stuff, you know, it's
but it's fucked up. Yeah, because when I was younger, that's all I watched. I watched more Cartoon Network too, though, for sure. And I guess Disney Channel. Yeah.
So it seems like, I'm like, you know, it's so far it seems like it's just like a lot of inappropriate jokes. I don't know that it, let's see, where's like, okay, sex offenders on set.
Oh, you want to get down to what happened?
That's what I'm like looking on the list here.
No, yeah, what? The,
okay, so Schneider was said to be known for his erratic behavior on the set of The Amanda Show. Actress Raquel Lee Bulio likened him to a tornado. Karen Finley Thompson, a longtime editor of Schneider's many shows, says that Schneider's behavior in the editing bay was dismissive. He allegedly would not talk to her directly, instead making comments to his producers, some of them degrading, per Thompson. He would also badger her into abstaining from eating or using the restroom while maintaining time pressure for the team to finish their work. Thompson alleges that she was passed over for a job. She was promised in favor for a younger man with no experience. Schneider denies ever considering gender while hiring. That sounds interesting. That, I mean, sounds like he's a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? That doesn't sound, though, like, necessarily... I mean, you know, it's like... He sounds like a dickhead boss, you know what I mean, in that scenario, right?
Yeah, no, but...
Professionally, just an asshole. That doesn't... I mean, like, I don't know.
No, but he was very perverted.
He's very abusive.
Yeah, like, perverted, degrading. And then, like, yeah, degrading, yeah. Like, manipulative, and it's just, like, you know, putting those... What those kids actually went through, like, they were probably, like, on edge, just being around him, you know? And then they had to give me on his good graces all the time. Just to make it, you know, successful. Like, he had just so much power over them. You know what I mean?
Apparently, Drake and Josh co-star Josh Peck. Wait, hold on. So... Most shocking part of Quine that said is a revelation that Brian Peck's victim was Drake and Josh's star Drake Bell. According to Bell, who provides this rare talking head interview on set, he and Peck, no relation to Drake and Josh's co-star Josh Peck. So Brian Peck was the guy, he sexually assaulted
Drake. Yeah. That was the big one. That was like, damn. You know?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That one hit deep.
Let's see Schneider's response to all this fucking shit. Let's see what this fuck has to say for himself. What do you have to say for yourself, you piece of shit? What do you have to say? Right. In 2017, after the growing Me Too movement resurfaced rumors about Schneider, Nickelodeon launched another investigation into his behavior on the set. Subsequently, in 2018, Schneider was dropped by Nickelodeon with a reportedly $7 million payout. Oh my God, they paid him $7 million. Jesus Christ. Ugh, imagine how much damage he did with that. As Taylor reports, the investigation... Excuse me. The investigation... I'm like yawning. This is boring. All the rape is boring. Sorry. as Taylor reports, the investigation didn't find evidence of the inappropriate sexual behavior relationships with children. But it did find evidence of being abusive to others in the workplace. In a statement from Schneider presented in the docuseries, Schneider calls this description of why his relationship with Nickelodeon ended inaccurate. But he admits that today he would absolutely do some things differently. adding, I've learned a lot over the years about how to be a better boss. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, he sounds like a fucking asshole, piece of shit that deserves to get murdered.
And he just got away with it, man. Because he, like, when he left the company, like, they just gave him money.
By the government.
They gave him money when he left.
A $7 million payout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that's insanity.
I mean, but that's the thing, man. Hollywood, man. It's fucking corrupt over there.
How does he have that much power?
Corrupt over there.
How does he have that much? How does it what? What is it? Who's
that's the thing. I think it goes
whose
deep.
Blackmail does he have? You know,
no,
what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. No, I just think it goes deep, bro. Like back to the people who own Hollywood. You know, like
he's got to have like the people of Nickelodeon. Like
there's pedophiles out there. You know,
that's what I'm saying. He has that
rich pedophiles out there.
He has the like, he has like photos of them with like kind of compromising situation. He has blackmail material. He must, you know what I mean? That's how you get away with this shit, you know, is you have powerful people, you have blackmail material on powerful people who can fix these things for you, you know what I mean? Like, that's the only
like someone
way.
Has a blackmail on Dan Schneider?
Or
are you saying?
Or Dan Schneider has blackmail on somebody else. But then now it's just like this guy, he, and so because there's, you know what I mean? Like you, if you know you have something to lose, really, like you don't act the way he acts so freely with this shit.
But so you don't think,
unless he's just really just a monster that just doesn't.
Yeah.
Really,
but
like,
wouldn't you
that.
Think,
he just has no fucking understanding of like,
yeah, but I don't think Drake and them got blackmailed. You know, they obviously came out already. So
no. So what I'm saying is like the people that control the industry.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I'm saying the up top. Yeah, the hires. Yeah,
higher ups.
Yeah,
so
I know.
He's got something on them.
Yeah, I know.
Because they protected him for so long.
Yeah.
Because you've got to think, there's got to be people that went to them and then were like, hey, this guy's fucking doing all the X, Y, and Z. This is fucked up. You should do something about it. And they were like, and they would look into it and they'd ask him. They'd probably be like, hey, man, people are really complaining about it. And he'd be like, no, I'm not doing anything wrong. But like, they could definitely do something, but they don't. Because they protect him, because he probably is like, well, if I go down, I'm taking you fuckers with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's always that too, you know?
Yeah.
So that's another thing that you got to think about with this shit. It's like,
that's
there's
crazy,
usually some sort of game being played usually. That's why it's like people are like, well, how does he get away with it for so long? It's like, it's because he's got some sort of influence.
Yeah.
He's got some sort of sway over people that have control over him in his career. So that's what's crazy about it.
Yep.
You think about it that way.
Anyway.
Let's look at P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
So he's... oh my God. Body cam footage. Oh, you don't need to look.
P. Diddy getting accused or convicted already? Or what?
I don't know. He's accused in a lawsuit.
I mean, it's not the... well, actually, yeah. It is the first time P. Diddy has been like something serious, right?
I don't know. You know, to be honest,
I was thinking about R. Kelly for a minute.
The 35-page lawsuit filed Thursday in the U.S. Southern District of New York accuses Combs of physical abuse towards Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura. It alleges Combs raped Ventura in her home after she tried to dump him, forcing her to engage in sex acts with male prostitutes while Combs filmed it in what were known as freakouts, and demanded she carry his firearm in her purse just to make her feel uncomfortable and demonstrate how dangerous he is, the lawsuit said. Okay, good God. That's a whole lot of shit right there. So allegedly, P. Diddy will freak out and think his name's Diddy. Is his name just Diddy? Or what is it now? Just Diddy, Daddy, Duddy? P. Diddy. It's not P. Diddy anymore. It's just Diddy, right? I think that's what he did. Anyway. It also says Combs blew up a man's car after he learned he was romantically interested in Ventura. The lawsuit identifies a man as rapper Kid Cudi, whose real name is Scott Ramon Segura Mezzacuddy. I don't know. Combs, I think this is a real name.
Sean Combs, right? Is that his real name?
Sean Combs is his real name. Combs was allegedly upset she went to Ms. Cuddy's home in to escape him. Sorry, it says during Paris Fashion Week in February 2012, Combs reportedly told Ventura he was going to blow up Kid Cudi's car, and he wanted to make sure Kid Cudi was home with his friends when the car blew up. The lawsuit alleges Kid Cudi's car blew up in the driveway, so he actually just blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Damn.
So what would you do if P. Diddy blew up your car?
So why did he blow up his car?
He's just jealous. Apparently he thought Kid Cudi, maybe they were involved, but was involved with Cassie.
Oh, he blew up Kid Cudi's car?
Yeah, apparently. That's what the lawsuit alleges.
Shit. Fuck. No, yeah, that means fucking P. Diddy's a fucking crazy dude. Like, he thinks he's like the gangster's dude out there. Like, he's getting to his head, you know?
Like, you think so?
Yeah, like, power.
The power. So we got all the fucked up shit out of the way. All the rapage.
Fucked up.
You were in Vegas?
Oh, yeah, man. I went to Vegas. I saw the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
It's big.
You been to the West Coast?
Yeah, I've been out there. I've been to Vegas.
Yeah. Then I went to Hoover Dam. That was pretty cool. And rode some ATVs out in the desert.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How was that? Did shit break down at all?
Nah, man. It was cool. One of those Can-Ams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they were cool. The scenery is just nice, you know, the colors out there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hell yeah. That's why the Grand Canyon's so nice. It's just like, yeah, you see, it's just like fucking painted.
Yeah.
There's so many layers.
Oh, yeah, man.
Shit.
The Grand Canyon was breathtaking. It was like...
just so goddamn big.
Like, huge, bro. Yeah, man. To where your eye, you know, can't see anymore. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah, it's pretty wild. It can be, like, I went at, like, sunrise, so it was, like, kind of an interesting time to go because we actually were driving overnight. I don't know what the fuck. I think we were driving. Let me get there. I was trying to think of like how long it takes to drive out there. It takes a minute.
To where?
To the Grand Canyon.
From where?
From here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a while.
I'm trying to think of...
at least a day and a half.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how we did it. Because we were on the road. It was nighttime. It's overnight. Because I drove overnight. And then we switched off. And Jason drove for like 8 hours. I want to say we did 8 hours on the way out there. So it was, yeah, it was 4 8-hour shifts. So I drove 8 hours. He took over. He drove 8 hours. And I took back over. I drove 8 hours. And he took over and drove the last 8 hours. Mm. So we, for the Grand Canyon, we stopped there and just like got there at like 3 a.m.
So you went to the South Rim or the other one?
I want to say the South.
Or the North. I think, is it North?
I want to say the South. I don't know, though.
There's one closer to Vegas, and then there's another one. But for the other one, you have to kind of, like, stay out there, because it's, like, you have to, like, stay somewhere at that canyon. Like, because it's, I guess it's more farther away from anything.
Yeah, it's off, so, more off the road. And, like, yeah, that, I just went to the one that's, like, yeah, on the way to Vegas, basically.
Okay.
It did take us like this weird route. I remember like we were kind of going up just like this little back, fucking mountain ass road.
Oh yeah.
It's like, what?
Mine was more just desert road. But yeah, it did get a mountainy. Yeah, there was mountainy roads and shit. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was weird. Yeah. Like, it was kind of creeping me out a little bit, just because, like, you know, we're out there, unfamiliar place. We're out, like, it's a national park, so it's like you're out
but
there.
But who'd y'all go out with there with?
Jason.
Oh, but it was just y'all.
Yeah, it was both of us.
Oh, okay. See, I went on a tour, and so like we were on the bus, so like it seemed pretty normal because literally we were just in a bus full of people, and everybody was cool.
Yeah.
And there's an Indian reservation out there though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like they're basically like their own country. Mm. Those like they have basically their own country there. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I learned that there's a lot of Hawaiians out there too, Vegas, for some reason. And
yeah, we drove up. It was like 3 a.m. So it was dark still.
Yeah.
And we're driving up there to the fucking Grand Canyon. So it's like, yeah, we're unfamiliar place. Don't know. I'm afraid we're gonna just like drive off the road into the canyon. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know where the fuck you are.
Yeah.
Like it's just 1-2 lane road, right?
Yeah. But no, yeah, the Hoover Dam was pretty cool too. It's nice, fucking huge. Like, imagine that, like, to engineer that shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, like, how supposedly the amount of people that died while constructing it, like, it was just, like, in the hundreds.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah. Fucking. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to build something like that, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
But, I remember, you know, being out in Vegas, like, it's just fucking, it's just crazy. I love how, though, they have, like, those, like, crosswalks that are just, like, they've just built, like, those, you know, you can just walk right over the roads, you know what I mean? You just, those walkways, they just go right over the streets, you know? It's like, you don't even have to deal with, like, crosswalks.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of there's not a lot of, side... pedestrian
sidewalks.
Yeah like there's not a lot of sidewalks, so people are just like crossing streets and shit, like,
yeah. Well, like that's the that's what I'm saying, like, yeah, when you're off like the probably the, but like when you're on the strip, like,
yeah,
the I remember there's just like these fucking walkways that just went right over the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of like
yeah.
just, you know, you didn't yeah. even have to worry about waiting for cars.
Oh,
and
yeah,
shit.
Those are cool. Yeah, I stayed around that area, I think.
Yeah, that was
and,
fun.
Yeah, and I went to a street called Fremont Street. Did you go to that place? It's nice. They had, like, live music, and it was just crowded, and it's just like, yeah, there's some crazy shit out there, just, like, crazy people out there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just, like, strippers, and then just, like, random people, and just, oh, like, yeah. people even dressed up as, like, in costumes or whatever.
Yeah.
And just, like...
Some of the fucking strippers and dancers and girls and shit would, like, follow us around. Remember, like, yeah, we were walking at one point, and, like, we could hear them, like, behind us, you know, like, the girls, like, with the voices, you know, like...
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, like, they're advertising for whatever casino, whatever the fuck. But these two girls, I remember, like, Jason and I, like, they fucking fought. Like, we were trying to, like, get away from them, too, because we knew, like, I think we walked past them and, like, kind of, you know what I mean? One of those where you kind of, like, acknowledge them, but you're like, oh, fuck. Now that I've acknowledged them, now they're going to try and get something out of me.
Yeah.
So then they fucking followed us, though, for, like, a good... few blocks, because we even crossed one of those fucking street thing, you know, the bridges.
Yeah,
followed us across the bridge. We're like, god damn.
Yeah,
leave us alone.
Damn.
Now you know what I mean. I don't care. I'll invite the attention, but like, it's just like,
yeah,
it was just weird that they were like so adamant, because they're all over the place. There's so many of those.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all the girls. You know what I'm talking about? The ones they're dressed up, they got the whole fucking.
Yeah,
Vegas
and then there's even like escort billboards and like shit. You know?
Just
like on the trucks and shit. Some trucks driving around with like, oh yeah, we have escorts. I'm just like, all right.
They're just handing out the fucking flyers too.
Yeah, but so it's Vegas is fucking wild, man. And it's like 24 hours. You can party there all night, dude. There's something going on.
You got some of the prostitute cards, right? There's just guys, they're just handing them. I don't know if they still do that, but like,
I don't know,
I haven't been there in a minute, but like, they used to just, you'd be walking around, they'd just be handing these things out, and you'd be like,
yeah,
hold them, and you're like, you could collect a stack of these things. Yeah. I think we were trying to do that, like, see how many we could get.
Yeah. I mean, I went to a EDM show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
nice.
That was pretty cool.
Hell yeah. There's just, plenty to do out there, obviously.
And,
did you gamble at all?
I just played a little bit of the games, just like a few dollars, but I didn't really gamble like that. I don't really know how to play.
You don't do poker.
Yeah, like, I know some poker, but I don't know, I just didn't get into that. And,
yeah.
But I ate some, you know, good food and shit, you know, I was just there for, like, the experience.
I get fucking fucked up.
I've tried some Gordon Ramsay burgers too.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
Gordon Ramsay burger.
Yeah.
Where's the fucking lamb sauce?
I saw the big dome or big
sphere. The Vegas sphere.
Yeah. I didn't go into it, but I saw it from the outside. It's pretty cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can see it from the outside, that fucking thing. They have it's shit on it constantly, huge. Right?
Yeah, like constantly, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, man, the casinos are cool. Like, every hotel is a casino. Like, Vegas is just all hotels.
Oh, dude, yeah. It's casino. Yeah, there's no shortage. Like, it's just casino,
I just went to three hotels. I stayed at the MGM Signature.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, another part of it. And then, I went to Wynn Hotel, and
any of the major hotels are so fucking nice, dude. Like, I don't know, like, because I just went to them to gamble. Like, I just got an Airbnb off of the strip, you know what I mean? Or, you know, away from the strip. Like, so we just like Ubered over, you know what I mean? We just didn't even fucking deal with it. Or we drove and parked in maybe a parking deck. I can't remember. But anyway, like. But when we went into the fucking hotels, like, you know, you go into those hotels, like, just the construction of it, you know what I mean? Just the fucking vibe of everything. Everything's so fucking big.
Yeah.
Everything's so fucking solid. You can tell this thing's built by money. Like, this, like, these are casinos, you know what I mean? These are casino hotels. These aren't just, this isn't a Hilton.
Yeah,
you know, this is a fucking casino hotel. These things are fucking money. You know, it's like you can tell, like, there's a weight to it.
I mean, they all have different, like, the way they look. One looks like it's in Egypt, the pyramids and shit, and then the other one looks like in Italy, has the Eiffel Tower. And then, I mean, the one I went to Wynn, that one was like pretty bougie as fuck, like, just on the inside, you know. It's got a fucking exotic cars inside, and then it's like. Everything just looks bougie as fuck. It's
flexing, all that shit, yeah. Well, that's what it is. And, too, don't get me wrong, some of the quality of probably the rooms and stuff are probably maybe comparable to, like, what you would find at, like, a budget hotel.
But I even went to, like, one of the crappier ones, like, Best Western, and, like, that was just, like, basic as fuck, just, like...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need... for me, at least, like, I'm not, like, I don't need all that... I like nice stuff. No, I like, but you know, I just need, like, you know, give me a fucking bed, a place to sleep. And, like, the place that we had to stay for the Airbnb, like, was, like, basically, it wasn't, you know, a full blown, like, it was attached to a guy's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, like, it was pretty big space, and it wasn't like he had a door into. You know what I mean? Like, from his house, right? It was completely closed off from his side. So, like, you know, we had our own... It was, like, its own thing. But, you know what I'm saying? It's still connected to his house.
Yeah.
So, like, still had our own spot, but...
Yeah.
He was cool, though. Like, you know, he had a pool, and, like, we'd just hang out and just get drunk and, like, you know, talk shit.
Damn.
And then go gamble.
Yeah,
and make money.
So I went with another friend and his girlfriend, and they got into the timeshare thing with some people. They got convinced upon, like, on the
time. Oh, really?
Yeah. So then they ended up getting, like, you, like, get these tickets for, like, to play the games, and then, like, we went to go try them, and it's like, it's a basic scam. Like, you have to get a certain amount of points, and you know, the whole game is just like it's designed for those type of tickets, so, like, it just doesn't work out. Like, you don't win shit, like, you know, with those tickets, and yeah. But I mean, it's just like they got caught up in all that, like, going to the events, having to go through the seminars, you know. So it's like they had to go to the seminar to get, like, free shit.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
But I didn't do it because I was like, oh, man, that's just, like, a waste of time. Like, my time is more valuable than to be going to a seminar, getting a seminar just to get some free shit, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
So, getting some free food, and then, like, maybe they can come back and, like, get a free night on this certain type of... time of the year, but, like, yeah, it's, but I just don't think it's worth it, man. Like,
Yeah. It's not. You know, like you're saying, like, it's just a lot of the cases, they're trying to sell you on something. Part of the incentive is like, well, we're offering you some free stuff, but nothing's free. It's like, it's your time that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're banking on is, hey, excuse me. They're like, hey, we got, what, 50 people in this room. If we, you know, if we just let everybody leave, which, I mean, people can leave, but, you know, hey, you don't get your free shit, you know, your free shit if you leave. So if we can keep these people here with the free shit, we keep 50 people here with the free shit, and we get at least 5 of those people sign up for our bullshit from hearing our thing. Because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If people just leave, they're not going to hear our scam. But if we can keep them here with the hope for some free shit, then hey, then they'll hear it. We'll at least capture some more of these people. And so, yeah, so you get 5 of them. 5 people buying your scam pays for the free shit.
No,
for
but they pay. Yeah, then they have to buy to do those seminars. Like, they have to pay.
You have to pay?
You have to pay. Yeah, I get to do a certain seminar. Yeah, I think. Yeah. Either it's like the first day or the second day or something, or it's just like, I don't know, it's or maybe they're just different. There's different types of companies that do it, I guess, or different types of people.
I'm sure.
So I don't know how, if each one is like free or if they charge you, and it's like,
there's some way they're paying for, you know what I mean? They're not doing it. They're not losing money on this shit. Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, because then you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, there's obviously some incentive there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Vegas is fun as fuck, though. Yeah. Like, you know, you got to watch out. There's so much of that stuff there, though, like scams and ways for them to, you know, there's just so many ways for them looking to part you from your money. You know what I mean?
They're
just like trying to get you to spend your money somehow.
Yeah.
So it's like good if you're able to go there and sort of just be not, you know, dropping money everywhere you go. Because, you know, it's easy. You know, I like gambling. It's just like, if I go there and gamble, though, you know, it's like I'm probably like playing poker, because in that case with poker, you know, you're playing against other players. And in that case, you're not playing the house, which means Vegas is less likely to really care if you're like really, you get on a hot streak, right? You're really winning. Because when sometimes, like, if you're playing, say, like you're playing blackjack, and you're doing really well at blackjack, sometimes they're going to like try and cool that down, right? Cool that table down. They'll bring in, they'll change the fucking dealer, or they'll do some shit like that to try and like fuck with you, because you're making a lot of money and you're taking a lot of their money, because blackjack is, you're going up against the house, you know, as players against the house, versus poker, Texas Hold'em, is player versus player. So it's like you're taking other players' money is different than taking the house's money.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, those are the two games that I like to play at casinos, because, you know, you don't get to really play them. You know, online poker is definitely not the same. You know what I mean? I don't know if you remember the days of Full Tilt Poker, but there used to be this online poker platform that you used to play, but apparently what found out was that people that were using it, like the people that ran it, were just like able to see everyone's hands. Like, they were like, just had all the back end stuff running to where they were just cheating.
Really?
And just taking everyone's money. Yeah. And just scamming everybody. Yeah. It's really sucked. But, like, you know, like, you could actually, you know, do pretty well on there, you know, if you weren't running into one of the people that were, you know, fucking doing that shit.
Mm.
You know, there were definitely probably ways, though, to, like, you know, hack it and figure that out. But anyway, just fucking thinking out loud. But, like, man, like, yeah, I remember making a few bucks on there back in the day, just because, like, yeah, it was just online. So you just deposit some money and, you know, like, you just play a hand and, you know, bet and make some money. Like, you know, with anything, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck it up and go all in and get tilted and.
Yeah, but they give you free drinks, you know, if you be playing a lot.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You just have to drink more than what you lose.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, that is nice. You know, they get the fucking free drinks. So,
but
I like playing poker. Like, definitely like playing poker. Going up to the MGM in Maryland and playing poker sometimes. But, like, you know, it's just like, you go up there, there's just like people, like, I don't know, for some reason in Vegas, I just met, like, it just was like a little bit more low key at the poker tables, like the MGM being like the only, it seems like, you know, the only big casino, like,
yeah,
because there's so many options, I guess, like, it doesn't attract, you know, you can go places where it's just, you're not attracting douchebags, you know what I mean? It's just like, people are just like, just want to play some poker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seems like up in MGM, I don't know, it just seems like people act like they're, people up there act like it's like, it's a, what do you call it, like World Series of Poker, you know, mm-hmm. some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but
they're just taking it so fucking serious. And I'm just like, dude, like, we got a few hundred bucks here. Let's just, like, play some poker.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers are acting like they're fucking, like, Phil, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah. What I didn't know, though, is they do some, like, racing on the streets, though. I think it's, like, the F1 racing or something like that. They, like, block off the roads.
F1?
And
the street.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. And I think that's what they do as soon once time of year. But I wanted to go to.
Oh, you talk about like a race and all right. You're saying like, I thought you were talking about like they were just doing that regularly. No, like, yeah. I mean, I could see that.
No,
like,
there's one race. Yeah.
Yeah, one race, a yearly race. Yeah, I could see them doing that. Were they doing that while you were there? Like the race?
No. But I heard about it. But yeah, it's crazy, pretty cool. But I wanted to go to Area 51 though. But I mean, but it's like, you don't do shit. Like, you literally just like, you go, anything you can see is like an airport where the planes come and go. And then like where the signs, maybe like warning or whatever, but that's it. It's like, and then, so the whole excursion, like tour thing is kind of like overpriced for what it is, you know? Cause like I think they just hype it up. And then like, so I was just like, yeah, it's not worth it. Like doing it.
Well, see, it's for the big diehard fans, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like for the people that are like, their identity is tied to aliens.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, that's what it is, right? Like, you're not going to fucking pay to go see a fucking airport, you know, like, unless you, like, really, really give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's still, you know, it can be, you know, just in general, that area, the desert, just kind of a fun place to be. It's a cool place. It's a fun place to go vacation, I think, because I don't know how about living out there. God, Dr. Pepper's killing me. You think about living out there, it's like, it's super dry. You know, it probably wouldn't be too bad, but like, you know, I also too don't want that to get old. You know what I mean? I don't want to get used to that. You know what I mean? To me, it's like really cool to visit. Mm-hmm. Those places, and it means something special to me when I go visit those places. And it's like, all right, so like that reminds me, like when like certain trips out there like remind me of certain things, and like, man, I really enjoy the vibe of that place, but I also kind of don't want to get used to it either. Like, I like it in the doses that I get it. So it's kind of interesting. Like,
but that, I guess, also depends on how your financial situation is. If you get like a nice house out there, or like, you know, if you are living in a cool spot and everything, and it's just like you're able to have fun in Vegas, you know.
So if I had the money to just have a house out there, I definitely would.
Yeah.
Probably have a place out there, but again, like, it wouldn't be something I would live. I would not be out there 100% of the time, or like 75%. Like, that would definitely be like a 5-10% of the time place. Yeah, I wouldn't want to live out there again, because like, it's a nice place, but like, it's not something.
Yeah, but what if you were in the business of something there, like in Vegas, like promoting?
Well, maybe then that would require, like, if business required me to be there, then I wouldn't care. But like, you know, but if for just like simply out of my own personal taste, like, again, it would kind of come down to like, yeah, I don't want to get used to that. I kind of like living in a more city populated area, you know, even if it is a desert, like, I would probably still live closer to populations, living closer to people.
I mean, there's a lot of people there now.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's a big city.
But I like to visit.
And it's only a certain amount of time to California. Like, I don't know if it's like an hour away.
It's not far at all. Yeah. No, yeah, you can drive. It's like an hour and a half. Hour and a half, I think,
to California. You know? Yeah. So that's pretty cool too.
Or to just like LA or San Francisco. You know what I mean? You can just drive. You're not far. Like, you just pop over there.
I know. Like, yeah, that's cool, man. I mean,
so if you have West Coast,
if you don't want to, like, yeah. Yeah, it's, but like, yeah, supposedly there's not a lot of grass out there though. in Vegas, because it like soaks up all the humidity or like the water, and so like they don't like grass over there.
Well, yeah, it's so high. The elevation's so high. Yeah, grass just doesn't. It's just too dry. Grass doesn't live.
No, but they don't. They encourage people not to have grass. Like, they don't want people having real grass.
Oh, bring it in. Yeah, because in order to have it, you have to just. It has to be artificial.
Like, yeah.
And it's just saying, in order to maintain it, you require so much fucking water that it's like. It's,
yeah,
it's
like they'll pay you to get rid of your grass. Like.
Yeah. This,
and like.
Yeah. No reason to have grass. Yeah, but too, at the elevation out there, yeah, it's just not natural.
But it's kind of like it's a water thing. It's like, since it doesn't rain that much over there, I think, it's like they have to preserve water, like, a lot of it comes out of the mountains, though. Like, they have springs over there. I saw some with, like, some had snow on top of them, some mountains, dude, out there at this time of year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, because, again, elevation.
Yeah.
The Rockies too, like, you know, like the fucking, you know, driving up through Colorado, like when we came out through, God, dude. So yeah, when we went out to Vegas and the one trip, we were out there during the summer. So like, yeah, fucking nice. That was no problem at all. Driving through Nevada, you know, where did we stop? Did we stop? Did we go? Colorado. We might have gone up through Colorado. Anyway, I don't know if we did. That might have been a little too far north. But we did go through Colorado on one trip. We went up in December. We were on fucking Santa Fe, New Mexico. Ooh. It was fucking snowing.
What the fuck?
It was snowing so fucking bad. And like, we're driving in Colorado, I think, and like at one point, like, did some, like, crazy dangerous shit, but, like, managed to get us, because we were, like, really low on gas, and, like, I was afraid we were going to get stuck in the snow if we just, like, stopped, you know what I mean, momentum-wise, right? You know, you're just, like, it's just pouring shit, it's shitting snow, and it's just, like, Colorado, so it's, like, fucking snow, you know what I mean? It's just, like, so much, and, like, yeah, at one point, there's this fucking truck going slow as fuck, and there's all these cars following this truck. And at one point, I just, like, fucking, and I don't even, there's nobody coming the other way. So I just, like, went around everybody because I'm, like, he was going so slow, I was going to have to, like, stop. And if I stop, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get going again because it's fucking snow. Yeah. You know what I mean? You get stuck in snow. And it's this car not designed for snow. Some fucking rental I got from, like, Enterprise shit. And, so yeah, when it whipped around this guy, it was coming off like an off ramp or something like that, like a exit, and whipped around him and pulled right into like the sheets or whatever the fuck it was. I don't know if it was the sheets. It was a, you know, truck stop, parking lot, you know, gas station, pulled right into there and like got some gas. But I know I was fucking looked like an asshole, but like, man, like, you know, sometimes you got to just make executive decisions.
Do you think
like
they
that.
Were just slow because it was kind of dangerous, slippery?
It was slow. They were going slow because they're a big ass truck, you know, and I get it why they're going slow. But like for me,
so it was a big truck?
Yeah. And the people in front
of me. Semi truck?
Yeah. And the people in front of me are all SUVs and shit. So like, I'm like, all right, well, they probably got 4-wheel drive. So like, they'll be fine. Me, I don't have 4-wheel drive in this bitch. Like, I need to get to the gas station, which is at the bottom of this fucking hill. So, like, I just whip around.
So there was a lot of snow on the road.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was staking.
It was like a blizzard. Yeah, we were driving through a fucking blizzard, dude. And like, it was just like accumulating. It was a highway. We were coming off the highway. Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. It was a crazy weather to drive in. I don't know why we did it. I mean, I think it was basically because we were trying to just get back. Like, you know, we were on a relatively tight schedule. I think it was only like a 3 or 4 day trip because we drove all the way out to Santa Fe, New Mexico. So like, and that took us what, like 24 hours, you know, like, or something like that.
Mm. Yeah. I've driven to the West Coast too from here. Yeah. The first time I went to California. Yeah. But California ended up getting kind of, old for me just because I was living there. So it's like I said, it depends on the experience you had. If you go and live somewhere else, like, But yeah, it was a cool drive though, and it was nice going over there, seeing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, West Coast. I don't know if I like kind of the East Coast vibe, but like, you know, West Coast has got its appeal.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, but I don't like necessarily like, you know, I haven't tried living there, but like, I don't know that I want to. So like, I haven't tried to move there, but like,
yeah.
East Coast though, you know, plenty of places on the East Coast, you know, I feel like you can get a lot of the same shit on the East Coast. Same thing, you know, same sort of deal.
Well, like, yeah, but beach. Except for the sceneries though, it's different.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, but that's more like, you know, if we're talking like Nevada, you know, New Mexico, like, yeah, that's its own thing. Cause California's got some of that.
But California's got elevation too and shit. They got some weird, crazy, sceneries.
Oh yeah. They certainly do. Yeah.
And you have cliffs and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Cliffs, yeah. And it's just mountains and
they all kind of have their own
valleys, you know? Yeah.
They all have their own character.
And then all the way up to like Washington, you know, and it's like, oh, that whole West Coast is, all mountain range.
Got a lot of color, yeah.
Yeah, and color. And
elevation. Yeah, the Rockies, man. Like, just, yeah. You know, just God.
Yeah.
No, but that, you know, road tripping out there is fun. The, just like the times I've done it, like, we've just done these straight shots of just like, you know, trading off, you know.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, which is kind of stressful, you know, because you're just like, God. You're just straight 8 hours of fucking driving, right? And then on the ride back from Vegas, we did three shifts. We did 12, 12, and 12. So I did the first 12 hours, switched off. Jason drove the next 12 hours, and then we switched off, and I drove the last 12 hours. So, you know, it's, 24 hours plus, 30? That's 36 hours? Yeah. Yeah, 36 hours to drive from Vegas to Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. When I came back, I went from Vegas to Colorado and then through, like, the middle of the country. Through
Kansas, all that
Kansas,
shit.
Yeah. And I basically just saw a bunch of farms, you know?
Yeah, it's just flat as fuck.
Because when I went from Richmond that way, I went more south.
Yeah, that's the way I took when you know? I take out there. Yeah,
yeah, but I literally did that just because I wanted to go through Vegas and through Colorado because obviously it was a different route. Like, I wanted to, if I'm going to come back, like, at least let me go see some other shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, it was definitely a lot of farms and it was kind of more boring, I guess. On the way back.
Well, so it's I-70, right? I think is what you take on the way back. Yeah. Out there, I think you take I-40 is the one that goes lower.
Yeah.
So when I've taken I-40, that takes me down through like into like sort of Texas or towards Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
In that area. So like we hit up like In-N-Out Burger. This is the first time I ever had In-N-Out Burger was hitting up Dallas there.
I should have taken more south, right? Like a little more south to Dallas.
I-40, I think, is the southern route. And then I-70 comes back. I think that's the one that goes through, like, Kansas. And so, you know, the interstate highway system, that's a topic we could cover in an episode.
Because when I went that way, I passed through El Paso. Like, I went all the way down to El Paso.
So that's real low.
What route is that? Is that,
That's, like, I-10.
I-10?
Damn. I want to say, because you're so close to the border. El Paso is, like, right there on the border.
Yeah. Yeah, I passed through El Paso.
So, I want
to
say...
But, because I was going to San Diego, so, yeah, that's south. Yeah.
So, like, you know, we have 95, right? Like, that runs... Yeah. 95 runs all the way top of the country down, all the way down to Florida.
Yeah.
So, that runs the length... Top that down 5, right? 95. So, and then 40 runs east to west lengthwise, and then 70 also lengthwise. You notice how the zero, you know, go by tens, those run east to west fives. Cause then if you out in California, what do you have? You have the five, I-5 that runs north to south. And so that's the grid system how it works out. Cause then you have the five, you have the 15. Then you have 25, you know what I mean? And it goes 35, you know, and that'll, as the country, and then you get to 95. There's also an 85.
So it goes up from down to up.
So across the country. So in the California, you have 5, and then over here you have 95. And
yeah.
And you fill it out in between.
Yeah.
Lengthwise, interstate highways, and then east to west, you have a 40, and then you have the 10.
Mm-hmm.
You have the 20, 30, 40, and I don't know, like, I can look up the exact map of all this stuff, but, like, I'm pretty sure there's a, you know, you have most of those, active and in use.
Yeah, I need to learn those, too, because, I mean, I know the ones from here in Virginia, but, like, it's nice to know the ones in all over, you know.
Let's see the images. Let's see.
It's just like nowadays, like we rely on our phones and GPSs.
We're so reliant on our phones and GPSs. I'm trying to find the map. Okay, so the 5 obviously runs north to south. The 5 and the 15 converge, it looks like, towards the bottom, like right there towards near El Paso, I think. Or no, near El Paso, and that's actually towards the bottom of California.
Hmm.
25 runs up through New Mexico in Colorado. Hmm. 35 runs north to south the entire length of the country. That runs up through Texas. Then the 7, there's kind of smaller ones, like as you go, like the 55 and 65 are pretty close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like one kind of goes up through like Louisiana, one kind of goes up through but 95 is clearly the coolest one because that one runs so long in the entire fucking country.
Hmm.
Here's another map. Let's see if this is like more accurate, more detailed here. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Especially too because, you know, East Coast there's like a lot more variations because you have like 95. Then you have like 64, you know.
Yeah.
You have an 81. You have an 81 runs like actually pretty far in that. You have 24. Let's see another weird one.
You notice how in every
26.
You notice how in every city there's one that goes all around the city, like it makes a circle.
Yeah. You have like 295.
And then it like 95. Spreads out, and then it spreads out. Like supposedly every city is supposed to have that, like one that just goes around it, and then the rest just kind of connect to it.
Yeah, there's usually
one. But ours is split off. Like ours doesn't make a full circle. Like supposedly there's like a little split where it doesn't make a full circle.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because we do have the 295.
Yeah.
Like that's on 95.
Yeah, but I think there's a point somewhere where it just kind of splits off and doesn't make the full circle.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, it's weird.
We're weird. Fucking Richmond.
Yeah.
Of course. Alright, do you want to wrap it up? We're at an hour.
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
We can wrap it up. Alright, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this, go listen to us. Or go listen to more of us. Or go like our shit on YouTube. Go like it on iTunes, wherever you're listening. And yeah, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at Historicole. My name's David. That's Sam. And we'll see you next time.
Peace.